A Kitimat woman experienced every pet owner's nightmare when her dog, sniffing out the scent of raw fish on the side of a road, was ensnared in multiple wolf traps. The incident, which occurred off Saunders Hall Road in an area frequented by snowmobilers, hikers, and dog walkers, sparked a warning from the dog's owner, Alexis Taves, to all outdoor enthusiasts to exercise increased caution during trapping season. There was no signage to alert recreation users that there is a trap line in the area, and quite frankly, whoever set these did not consider the safety of non-target species, which is essential to ethical trap line management, said Taves. On February 15, Taves had let her three dogs run free along the road when one veered into the brush and immediately began yelping. Taves pursued, believing her dog was under attack by another animal, but instead discovered a bait pile next to a leg hold now clamped around the dog's front foot. She was thrashing and biting at the trap, biting at me and down on her tongue. There was blood. She was not in a good way, Taves recounted. Taves, whose partner is a trapper, recognized the device as an MB750 leg hold, a non-lethal but exceptionally powerful device. She ran back to her truck for tools, but when she returned, her dog's rear foot had found another trap. A third had also been triggered and was now attached to the first. Taves called for RCMP assistance, but the two officers were unable to release the traps without causing more harm to the dog. The Kitimat Fire Department was called in to cut off the traps with tools designed for vehicle extractions. After a tense 2 hours, the dog was admitted for a veterinary examination that revealed no fractures or broken bones. Today, Taves says the animal is back to its normal self. BC Conservation is investigating the matter but said it's unlikely any laws were broken as it occurred during the appropriate trapping season on a registered trap line. As long as the trapper is licensed and trapping in their designated area, they're not required to put up signs, Colorado Sergeant Micah Neller said. Some do it voluntarily when they know they're in areas where people walk their dogs, but when they don't, it's usually because they're worried people will set them off or sabotage them. Read more. Veterinarian wants 2,900 km wildlife death trap removed. On Crown land, where this incident occurred, trappers are required to check their lines every 72 hours. Neller said it's common for a small number of domestic animals to encounter both non-lethal and lethal traps each year in the area. In this case, conservation is trying to verify it was the licensed trapper who set the holds. We'll have a chat with them about ethics and being close to town, but so far, there is no offense. If the person was unauthorized to set the traps, they could face charges of trapping without a license and a fine of $345. If further infractions are uncovered, conservation could escalate the matter to the courts. Neller emphasized that authorized trappers shouldn't feel they need to hide their activities from the public, but appealed for better practices. It's a passionate issue up here. I realize that, but it would be nice if some showed a little more common sense than just laying down baited traps right beside trails where people walk their dogs. Taves said she feels the trapper made a series of unethical choices by opting out of signs and laying baited traps in a spot chosen for its convenience. The trapper may even feel he's helping the public by putting out traps to save dogs from wolves. But really, it's not helping anyone, she said. Basically, what this is doing is creating hate or disagreement between the public and the trapping community. Taves hopes that sharing her story doesn't inflame tensions further but instead leads to some common sense prevention of these incidents. She wants the province to revisit its laws on trapping in areas frequented by the public, as well as potential laws for proper signage in these situations. But she also recognizes the need for stricter punishment of people who vandalize traps or take down signs, as it perpetuates even greater concealment of traps. She suggests a minimal requirement for mandating signs in the general area where the trappers and the public cross paths. If there was a sign at the beginning of this road, which is far away from the traps, I would not have run my dogs there. Neither would other dog owners. Some rules and regulations need to change.